through the facilities of WBZ Boston and WBZA Springfield, Massachusetts, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that's new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. An orchestra and its leader who, through their ingenuity and creative ability, are directing the course of tomorrow's music. Direct from the stage of the Springfield Auditorium, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music, and we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. Now, here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton!
Thank you, Steve, very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. There is a lot to talk about this evening. There is a lot that is important and a lot of things we want to let you know about, but first of all, we think that we'd best get into this thing and sort of break the surface, so to speak, with a light, happy composition of Jerry Mulligan's called Walking Shoes. At least for about 1/18 of the orchestra here, not actually 1/18, because he's a pretty important member of the group. This is the hometown of Sal Salvador, the guy that has done so much important work here with the orchestra. And tonight we will kind of declare it Sal Salvador evening because we are in Springfield. A lot of his family are here tonight, and well, we'll talk about more of that in a moment here. Trombones, may we take this at the beginning? The title after the hand comes down is Street of Dreams.
Thank you.
I've oftentimes joked about the orchestra and the musicians in it. Every time we play a fellow's hometown, generally there's so much enthusiasm about the chap that I sometimes think, well, for instance, this evening, maybe we should have advertised the orchestra tonight. Sal Salvador, his guitar, accompanied by Stan Kenton and his orchestra. Might be better that way. At the moment, we want to start exploiting the talent of Sal. First, an original composition. Then after that will be an encore of a feeling that he has on a particular standard tune. At the moment, Bill Holman is the fellow that created the setting for this guitar solo. It's a rather spirited thing. It's called Works. At the moment, though, where you'll eliminate the importance of the title and simply introduce Sal Salvador. Sal, the orchestra, the microphone, and NBC is yours. The beat. Sal, would you step over here for the moment? I've explained a little bit this evening how this Springfield means a great deal to us, and it means a great deal to us, rather, because of what it means to you. I wonder if you'd be nice enough to introduce this next number that you're going to play.
I'd like to play a composition called Gone with the Wind. It's arranged by Bill Russo. Slow, moody thing. Warm, melting sound.
Very good, Sal. Thank you, Sal, very much. At the moment, we should change pace here a bit and go for an original number that it hardly seems like it's an original anymore. We've been playing it for about 3 years. The thing that has kept it in the library and kept it very much alive is Connie Condoli's conception here of this thing called Round Robin. It's been a custom here for the past few weeks on Concert Miniature to set aside a certain amount of time here for the young lady that has done so well with us, the orchestra, Miss Chris Connors. This evening out of the library has chosen a tune that we all love. Some very simple lyrics and a wonderful sentiment. It's a thing that's called Everything Happens to Me. Chris, the introduction has been made. Now the music, then the voice.
You can bet your life it rains. I try to throw a party and the guy upstairs complains. Guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I've never missed a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps. And every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. Yes, I'm just a fool who never looks before she jumps. Everything happens to me. At first I thought that you could break this jinx for me. That love would turn the trick to end despair. But I fool this heart that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned, sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye. There was even postage too. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me.
If it were possible to walk through a large market that sold products that contained ingredients of music, we might pick up a bright-colored carton and it would say something like this. On the back, the ingredients would be 2 units, a bar to a unit would say about 64 bars orchestra, 128 bars Lee Konitz, 16 bars Bob Burgess, we'd say 16 bars Connie Condoli, and about 48 bars band. And it would probably be in a very bright box called Limelight.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, if Stan Levy takes a bow, we might say also 8 bars drums. Here, ladies and gentlemen, something out of the Artistry and Rhythm catalog. It has to do with some piano here of my own. Bob Burgess's trombone here once again is collaboration. The thing that's been important this evening about us appearing here in Springfield is this is the first time out of our 11 and a half years in the music business as an orchestra traveling the country, this is the first time we've ever had the opportunity to appear here in Springfield. And another thing that made it important is Sal Salvador, who's been an important member of the orchestra for several months, returned home. This is his hometown this evening. We played a couple of members of Sal tonight. You heard Chris Connors sing Everything Happens to Me. Connie Condoli was represented. Lee Konitz represented. And, of course, Jerry Mulligan in the first portion of the show with Walking Shoes. Gentlemen, I think that if you'll let me make it to the piano, I'll start creating the music that we use as an identifying theme. And, Mr. Steve Donahue, when you feel the urge, just come in and start making remarks.
Brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Springfield Auditorium through the facilities of WBZ Boston and WBZA Springfield, Massachusetts. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature.
featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader, who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. This is Steve Donahue speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.